This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, a health privacy summit kicks off in Washington, D.C. The topic, how the federal government can protect patient data. But there's also the question of how, if properly anonymized, big data collected from patient health records can help other patients even fight disease. Still, it's a sticky issue, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Apps that track what you eat. Wearable devices like Fitbit that monitor your activity. Millions of consumers, a treasure trove of data. The question, how to harness it and do something other than make money off it.
With these technologies, we can get to a space where we're getting more realistic data. It's capturing that kind of everydayness of health.
University of California Irvine's Matthew Beetz says the promise here is to see connections like how stress affects eating on a scale that's impossible today. But first, you've got to link businesses and their consumers with researchers. This week, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation launched a research network to help build those relationships.
While everybody agrees that health research is very important,
the University of Pennsylvania's Anita Allen.
There are concerns when the business sector begins to capitalize on the willingness of consumers to share personal information.
Allen says before consumers share their data to help solve some of health's most pressing questions, consumers must know they will be protected. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.